Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today's topic is Pirsumei Nisan Chanukah. And we're going to be basing ourselves on a beautiful article written in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha by Hagoyin Rav Simcha Elberg, Zecher Tzadik Lifracha, who is a big Talmud Chacham who lived in Borough Park and was born in Poland and learned under Rav Menachem Zembe and with other great Gaonim in pre-war Europe. And he has a six-volume series called the Shalmei Simcha, which is mostly devoted to Kachim and Chagim. So this is in Siman Nun Beis in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam says in the fourth parak of Hilchos Chanukah on Halacha Yudalid that Mitzvah Zner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od. It's a very, very beloved mitzvah. These words of the Rambam have been zocha to a great deal of analysis. Why does the Rambam say about Ner Chanukah that it's a mitzvah chaviva hi ad me'od? There are many mitzvahs. Which mitzvah isn't chaviv? But there's a special chavivus that we have for the mitzvah Ner Chanukah, special love. In any event, the Rambam continues and he says that we have to be very careful, have to be tzarech adam lizayba, in order lehodia hanes, we have to tell people about the nes, ulehosif b'shevach hakel, and to add to the praise of God, vehodaya, and to thank Him, al hanisim sha'asa lanu, for the miracles that He performed for us. And, fear tois the Rambam, afilu ein lo ma yochal, elo min hatstaka, shoel o mocher ksuso. Even if you don't have what to eat, even if a person chas v'shalom has to take money from tztaka, then he should borrow, or he should sell his garment, v'lokeach shemen v'neros u'madlik, and he has to take oil and candles and light. Even if a person is dirt poor, he still has to do everything in his power in order to light, even if that means selling his garment. Ad kedei kach. For this mitzvah, a person has to sell the shirt off his back. Literally. So, what's the makor of the Rambam? So, the Magid Mishnah says that the makor of the Rambam, how does he know that you have to even sell your garment? So, he says that he learns a Kal v'chomer. Because it says in the in Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah that afilu ani shebi Yisrael, that even a poor person in Israel can have less than arba kosos. And the reason that you have to be so makbid, no matter how poor a person is, he still has to be makbid on arba kosos. The reason is because of Pirsumei Nisa. So certainly, kol shekein near Chanukah. So that's the kol shekein. If by arba kosos, a person has to do everything in his power, even sell his garment in order to get the arba kosos. So certainly, Hadlokas near Chanukah, one has to sell his garment. Kol shekein. That's the Magid Mishnah. Comes the Lecha Mishnah and he says, I don't understand. What are you talking about? What's the kol shekein? It's on the same level as arba kosos. Just like arba kosos, you have to sell your garment, so too, near Chanukah, you have to be willing to sell your garment. You have to do anything. You have to be willing to take tztaka. You have to be willing to sell your garment. You have to do everything in your power. So I understand that you can learn it. You can derive it, says the Lecha Mishnah, from arba kosos. Just like arba kosos, it's Pirsumei Nisa. So too, near Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa. So just like arba kosos, you need to sell your garment. To have enough money to drink wine. So too, near Chanukah, you have to sell your garment to have enough money to buy candles. To buy oil. But what's the kol shekein? That's what we don't understand. What does the Magid Mishnah mean when he says that it's a kol shekein? It's no kol shekein. It's no kal v'chomer from arba kosos. It's a huadim. It's not any greater than arba kosos. It's Pirsumei Nisa, just like arba kosos is Pirsumei Nisa. Just like for arba kosos, you have to even sell your garment. You have to even take tztaka. So too, for Ner Chanukah, you have to sell your garment or take tztaka. Do anything. But what's the Kal v'chomer? Why is the Pirsumei Nisa of Chanukah, asked the Lecha Mishnah, any stronger than the Pirsumei Nisa of the Arba Kosos on Leil Pesach? So that is the question that Rav Elberg Zatzal is going to answer. So we find that Pursume Nisa exists in certain mitzvahs. For example, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Avchuv Gechav Kimel Amid Beis that Ner Chanukah has Pursume Nisa. We say if you only have enough money for a Kiddush or for Ner Chanukah, what should you do? Maybe you should not do Kiddush. You should buy Kiddush wine because that's tadir, it's more frequent. Or maybe Ner Chanukah is preferable because of Pursume Nisa. So you see, you need a Pursume Nisa with respect to Ner Chanukah. We also see in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nafchav Da'ar Amin Aleph. Do you mention Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon? On one hand, maybe it's only Durabbanan. You shouldn't mention it. Whole mitzvah of Chanukah is only Durabbanan. Or maybe because of Pursume Nisa, you should mention it. So you see again an Indian of Pursume Nisa by Chanukah. You also find an Indian of Pursume Nisa by Purim. As we see in the Gemara and Megillah and Dav Gimel Amud Beis, what's preferable? If you can do either one, Mikra Megillah or Meis Mitzvah, or bury a Meis Mitzvah, what should you do? On one hand, maybe Mikra Megillah is preferable because of Pursume Nisa. Or maybe Meis Mitzvah is preferable because of Kavod HaBrius. So again, you see this Indian of Pursume Nisa in another context, Purim. Also, it says in the Gemara and Megillah that there's certain words we don't really know what they mean. Achashtaranim b'nei aramachim. So the word of the Megillah is not to understand every word, says the Gemara. It's a mitzvah's kriya b'sume nisa. So it's to read it and to be mefarse in the neis. So you see that kriya of Megillah is to be mefarse in the neis. You don't have to know what every single word means as long as the neis is being publicized. We also find Pursume Nisa with respect to Arba Kosos. It says in the Mishnah and Arvei Pesachim that everybody has to have at least Arba Kosos, even if he has to take from Staka. And the Gemara there says in the Afkuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph from Pesachim that the reason is that normally we do everything we can not to take Staka. Rabbi Akiva says, Asei Shabbos Chochov Al Tetzdarech Labrius. You don't have to have a fancy meal on Shabbos. Just make sure that you don't have to take tzedaka. The ikar is not to take tzedaka. But here, Rabbi Akiva agrees that for Arba Kosos, you should take tzedaka. Why? Because of Pursume Nisa. So you see now, in these three inyanim, Ner Chanukah Pursume Nisa, Mikra Megillah Pursume Nisa, and Arba Kosos Pursume Nisa. So now we have to make the following chakira. This mitzvah of Pursume Nisa, is it a t'nai in the kiyum mitzvah? Are you only mekayim the mitzvah if you're mefarsing the neis? Or are you mekayim the mitzvah even without Pursume Nisa? And Pursume Nisa is an added bonus. So is it part and parcel of the mitzvah? Or is it just an added benefit? If you read the Megillah without Pursume Nisa, are you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Megillah? Or is that T'nai Ma'akev in Kriyas Megillah? If you light Ner Chanukah without Pursume Nisa, is that Ma'akev? Or can you light it even without Pursume Nisa, just that the ideal way to do it is with Pursume Nisa? So that is the Chakira. Is Pursume Nisa Din Bifnei Atzmo? Or is it part of the original Din of the Etzem Mitzvah? If it's part of the original mitzvah, then without it, you're not yotze. It's a t'nai ma'akev. Or maybe it's a din b'fnei atzmo. Maybe it's an additional aspect to the mitzvah. It's not you have to do the mitzvah. And in addition, you also have to be mefarsein the neis. So l'chora would seem that you can compare the mitzvah of Pursume Nisa by Chanukah to the mitzvah of Pursume Nisa on Purim with Kriyas HaMegillah and with Arba Kosos on Pesach. The Pursume Nisa on Chanukah is a T'nai in the Kiyum Mitzvah. And the Pursume Nisa on Megillah and Arba Kosos is a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo. It's not a T'nai in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. You can be Yotzei Megillah and Ashtias Arba Kosos without Pursume Nisa. In addition to the Etzem Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah of Pursume Nisa. But on Chanukah, Pursume Nisa is part and parcel of the primary Mitzvah. And without Pursume Nisa, Segayit Nisha doesn't go. What's the raya? The raya that on Chanukah, Pursume Nisa is a T'nai in the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and Pursume Nisa is Ma'akev, and if there's no Pursume Nisa, then the hadlakas near Chanukah is not a hadlakah. It's from the Gemara in Shabbos Nafchav Beizam and Aleph. It says there that if you put a near Chanukah above 20 amos, it's pasul. Why? Zok Rashi and the Rambam. Because you can't see it and there's no Pursume Nisa. So you see that without Pursume Nisa, you're not Yotze. If it's too high, you're not Yotze. So you see that Pursume Nisa is Ma'ake. Also, we see that you have to light Ner Chanukah from Shkia Sachama, says in the Gemara, Achetich L'Rego Min Ashuk. Until there's nobody outside anymore. The Rambam says, that if the time passes, there's no one outside anymore, don't bother lighting. So like the Urayim says, that the whole reason you're lighting as far as people are in, as long as people are in the Shuk, is because they'll be able to see the Ner Chanukah, and there'll be Pursumei Nisa. So says the Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Haim Simen Tov Reish Ayin Beis. So the whole reason you're lighting Ner Chanukah is that people should see it. From Shkia Sachana until nobody's left in the marketplace. Achetichel Rego Min Ashuk. No one's out in the street anymore. And if the time passes, says the Rambam, you don't light anymore. If it's after Tichel Rego Min Ashuk, you don't light. So obviously, nemt on the Rambam, the Rambam's assuming that the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is because of Pursume Nisa, and there's not going to be Pursume Nisa anymore. Then forget about it. Don't bother lighting. If it's after the Zman, if it's after Tichel Rego Min Ashuk, don't light. Because there's no Pursume Nisa. You see, Pursume Nisa is a Tanai Ma'akev. And even according to those Shitas, that you can light the whole night, like the Torahites in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Reish Ayin Beis. The Beis Yosef says there that the Rov Poskim hold that you can light the whole night. It's not because Pursume Nisa is not Ma'akev. Rather, it's because these poskim maintain that even after Tichel Rego Min Ashuk, there's Pursume Nisa. Raya L'Dobra, that the Magen Avraham writes in Tov Reish Ayin Beis, that you light the whole night and make a bracha is only when the people in the home are awake. But if they're sleeping and there's no Pursume Nisa, you shouldn't bother making a bracha. So you see, that even those shitas who hold that you can light the whole night, they still require there should be a Pursume Nisa. Just the Pursume Nisa is for the Bnei Abayis. Rambam says the Pursume Nisa has to be for the people outside. But at the very least, for the Bnei Abayis, you need Pursume Nisa. So you see that a Tanai Ma'akev of Hadlaka Sner Chanukah's Pursume Nisa. Without Pursume Nisa, it's not a Hadlaka. Either according to the Rambam, because you're only allowed to light as long as people are outside, or even according to the other Shitas, as long as, like the Magen Avraham says, as long as people in the house are awake. So that's all in the din of Pursume Nisa and Chanukah. But the Megillah would seem that the Pursume Nisa is not a Tanai Ma'akev. It's not a Tanai in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. Rather, it's a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmo, and you can do the Mitzvah even without Pursume Nisa. Where do you see that? Because it says in the Gemara in Megillah, and if you test them at Aleph, that if you read a Megillah, Ksuva, Ben Aksuvim, you're not Yotze. Why, says Rashi? What does it mean, Ksuva, Ben Aksuvim? That you don't only have a Megillah. You have other things written there as well. Other parashiyos written there as well. Other Sfarim written there as well. So in such a case, you're not Yotze because it looks like you're just reading Scripture. You're just learning Tanakh. And there's no Pursume Nisa. So you need that it should be an Igeris La'atzma. That's what the Gemara says. U'machu la'amucha b'tzibur shanu. Afterwards, like he hit himself in the head, he was so sad what he said earlier, the Amora, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, that says, you're not Yotze, says that it's not exactly correct. B'tzibur shanu. So the Ran explains, She'ein lecha lomar lo yatza shelo amru ela b'tzibur aval b'yachid afilu lechatchila hilkach afilu b'tzibur d'yeved mi'a yatzu v'kach kosa v'rava mi'iri. So the Ran says that the reason he was so sad originally, we thought that mil gil aksuva ben aksuvim, you're not yotze at all. And then, he explained, no, He hit himself in the head. He goes, no, you misunderstood. It's not that you're not Yotze at all. B'tzibur, you're Yotze b'diavit. And b'yachid, you're Yotze even l'chatchila. So what's the problem? So that's not the ideal way to read it, b'tzibur, but you're still Yotze. So what's the problem with reading it a Megillah that's k'suva b'ena k'suvin? The answer is there's a lack of p'sumei nisa. Because as Rashi said, that it looks like you're just reading Tanakh. And you're not being the Farsay and the Nais. Nevertheless, you're Yotze. Ah, I did the wrong niggin. Nevertheless, you're Yotze. So you see that even though there's a Chisaron in Persume Niso when it's Ksuva Ben Aksuvim, you're still Yotze. B'yachid l'chatchila, but Tzibur b'diavet. So you're right, it's better to have Persume Niso. But it's not Ma'akev. And that's with respect to Megillah. By Hanukkah we saw that it is Ma'akev, the Persume Nisa. Another raya that Persume Nisa is not Ma'akev by Megillah is from the Gemara Megillah on Dav Hei. Rav says that Megillah b'zmano, you read it even b'yachid, and shalom b'zmano, not in the proper time, you need to have it sibur. What's b'zmano, says Rashi, and you dalit. Since it's a chova bo b'yom, and everybody's reading it, so a yachid can read it because there's pesume nisa even for a yachid. It's b'seder gamur, everybody's doing it. But shelo b'zmana, Rashi says, like far menar maktim liyom haknisa, the people who read it earlier, they need it, read it with 10 people because they're pesume nisa. So you see that the reason you have to read the Megillah, b'tzibur shelo b'zmana, is because of pesume nisa. And yet the Rishonim say, that b'di'evet, your yotze, shelo b'zmana, even if you do it, b'yachid, even if you don't have b'tzibur. So if the whole reason that you're reading it, b'tzibur shelo b'zmana, is in order to have pesume nisa, and we see that you can still be yotze b'yachid, kum tois, it must emerge then, that pesume nisa is not ma'akev. Because your yotze, even without the pesume nisa, your yotze, even if you read it shelo b'zmana b'yachid, even though the ideal is to read it b'tzibur, that's a din b'fnei atzmo. The etzem din is to read it, even without the pesume nisa, and therefore your yotze, even b'yachid, shelo b'zmana. B'yachid b'zmana, there is pesume nisa, but b'yachid shelo b'zmana, there isn't, and you're still yotze. And therefore we see that there's a fundamental difference between pesume nisa and Chanukah and pesume nisa and Purim. Pesume nisa and Chanukah is part and parcel of the etzem mitzvah. Chanukah, it's part and parcel of the Yetzim HaMitzvah. It's Ma'akev, no Pursume Nisa on Chanukah, no Mitzvah. And the Pursume Nisa on Purim is an added bonus. It's nice to have, it's a Din B'fnei Atzmo. If you don't have it, it's not Ma'akev. So let's take this one step further. What about Pursume Nisa and Arba Kosos? So the Gemara says in Pesachim, talks about Pursume Nisa, that even, in Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that even if it's an Ani who's receiving money from Tzedaka, he should sell his garment, or he should rent himself out, he should do anything he can, in order to get Yayin for Arba Kosos, because of Pursume Nisa. So L'chora, we can say that the Pshat there is, that in the midst of Arba Kosos, besides the mitzvah to drink the Dalet Kosos, there's an additional Chiyuv of Pursume Nisa. In other words, we want to compare the Dalet Kosos to Purim, not to Chanukah. Meaning we want to say that it's not Ma'akev, the Pursume Nisa of the Arba Kosos is not Ma'akev, like Megillah on Purim. And Lu Haya, if there was a Hechatimtzi that you can think of, that there would be Shtias Arba Kosos without Pursume Nisa, like for example, we find that there's such a thing as Hadlakas Ner Chanukah without Pursume Nisa. When you light it, L'malam Echafa Amah, when you light it really high up and nobody can see it, there's no Pursume Nisa. Or we have a Hechitimtzi of Kriya Samagila without Pursume Nisa, like Korea Samagila Ben Aksuvim. So if you would have such an instance by Arba Kosos, you'd still be Yotze Arba Kosos even without the Pursume Nisa, just like your Yotze Megillah without Pursume Nisa. Because the din of Arba Kosos and the din of Pursume Nisa are not totally Echad B'Sheini. You could be Yotze Arba Kosos even without Pursume Nisa. If you could think of such a Hechitimtzi, because they're really two separate categories. Because the whole Etzem Mitzvah of Arba Kosos is not to be mefaris in the neis. The mitzvah is to drink the abacosis. And in addition, it's also mefaris in the neis. And what's the raya? The raya is that on Chanukah we see that there's a special din that emanates from the fact that you need pesumei nisa. And that is, it has to be under chaf amah. Megillah. We also see dinim related to the pesumei nisa. You know how to read Megillah ksuva ben aksuva. But arbakosis, we don't see any special chiyuv that emanates, that flows from the din of pesumei nisa, to say that if you would drink arbakosis, the whole din of drinking arbakosis is pesumei nisa. You don't see any special pesumei nisa dinim. So ein achinami, the Gemara says that it is a din of pesumei nisa, the drinking of the arbakosis. But it has no special dinim. The only din of that pesumei nisa is mechayev, says the Rashbam, is that you have to sell your garment. That's in order to have enough money to buy the arbakosis. But after that, there's no special din about drinking the arbakosis that relates to pesumei nisa. So therefore, it would seem that the mitzvah of pesumei nisa is not part and parcel of the etzem mitzvah. Because in the etzem mitzvah of arbakosis, you don't see any dinim relating to pesumei nisa. Mashenke in Chanukah and Purim, you do. So by Chanukah, we said that the pesumei nisa is ma'akev. By Purim, we said that it's not ma'akev. And Pesach would be even less. The arbakosis, there's no dinim at all relating to pesumei nisa, so it's certainly not going to be ma'akev. And now, based on this, we can answer the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah on the Magid Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah asked on the Magid Mishnah, how do you Magid Mishnah say that there's a Kal V'chomer? If by arbakosis you have to even sell your garment to get arbakosis, certainly near Chanukah. Because if pesumei nisa, what's the Kal V'chomer? It's a huadin. Why is one stronger than the other? And the answer now is pashut. Because the din pesumei nisa of Chanukah is part and parcel of the mitzvah. You're not yotze without pesumei nisa. It's much stronger than the pesumei nisa by arbakosis. Arbakosis, there are no special pesumei nisa din. By Chanukah there are, and it's ma'akev. So you see that pesumei nisa and Chanukah is a starker pesumei nisa than the pesumei nisa of arbakosis. So if arbakosis, in order to achieve pesumei nisa, you have to sell your garment, certainly a stronger pesumei nisa that we have by Chanukah, you have to sell your garment. So that would be the Kol Shekein. And so therefore the words of the Magid Mishnah are very meduyuk. Now the opinion of the Rambam, in the second paragraph of Hilchos Megillah, Halacha Ches, is that if you read the Megillah, Ksuva ben Aksuvim, you're not even Yotzei B'dieved. And so says the Rif and the Rosh, that you're not even Yotzei B'dieved. And yet the Ran says that you are Yotzei B'dieved. So Lechora then, the Rambam and the Ran are arguing about this Svar, is Pirsumei Nisa Tanai in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. The Ran who says you're not Yotzei, if it's Ksuva ben Aksuvim. The Rana says, you are Yotzei if it's Ksuva ben Aksuvim, excuse me, holds that it's not a Tanai in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. And the Rambam who says that you're not Yotzei if it's Ksuva ben Aksuvim, even B'dieved, because he holds that by Megillah, by Purim, Pirsumei Nisa is a Tanai Ma'akev. So before we wanted to be Mechalik, we our kasha about the difference between Chanukah and Pesach still holds. Chanukah is a stronger Pirsumei Nisa than Pesach, than Arbakosis. That's clear. But as far as Purim and Chanukah go, before we wanted to be Mechalik like that, by Purim it's not Ma'akev, the Pirsumei Nisa of Kriyas HaMegillah. And now it would seem from the Rambam that it is Ma'akev, and therefore it's part and parcel, that Pirsumei Nisa is part and parcel of the mitzvah, just as it is with respect to Chanukah. So that would be the Machlokas, the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran holds it's not Ma'akev, the Rambam holds it is. Because it's Pirsumei Nisa Tanai in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. If you hold that Ksuva ben Aksuvim is Ma'akev, then it's a Tanai in Kiyuma Mitzvah, like the Rambam, the Rush, and the Rif. And if you hold this not Ma'akev, and it's not a Tanai, the Pirsumei Nisa is not a Tanai in the Mitzvah, that's the Shita of the Ran. So if that's the case, if everything we said is true, and it is, we hope, then how come, according to the Magid Mishnah, Meshitas HaRambam, that you sell your garment and you buy candles, and the reason is, we said, because of Pursume Nisa, and whenever there's a din of Pursume Nisa, you have to sell your garment, and therefore you have to sell your garment by Ner Chanukah, or by Arbakosis. So why then don't we find a din that you have to sell your garment even to be Mekayim in the midst of Megillah? That you have to do everything you can even in order to hear the Megillah? We don't see that din. Why? Either there's a din of Pursume Nisa by Megillah also. And the answer is Pashut. That we can only talk about selling your garment on Chanukah. Because on Chanukah, one must buy Shemen and Neiris. Like we see in the Gemara in Shabbos Nafchav Gimel, that even a guest has to be Mishtatef Bepruta. So part of the mitzvah is to buy the Shemen. If a guest is at someone else's house, then he has to buy a portion of the Shemen. If he's in his own house, he has to buy the Shemen. But by Kriyas Megillah, no, there's nothing monetary involved. You just have to hear the Megillah. So therefore, that's just a side din. It's an incidental din. So sometimes it'll cost you money. Sometimes you have to take a bus to shul or a train or a cab. So that'll cost you money. But that's not part and parcel of mitzvah. By Ner Chanukah, we see that part and parcel of the mitzvah is buying the shemen. We see after Mishtatef Bepruta. A guest has to own part of the shemen. So you see, part and parcel of the mitzvah is the knias ha-shemen, knias ha-neiris. So therefore you have to sell your garment. But by Kriyas Megillah, any expense is only incidental. It's not part of the Gufa Mitzvah. It's only a Hafsha Mitzvah. And the Mela, you don't have to sell your garment. It's not shy to talk about Mocher Ksuso. Now in the Sefer Ma'atzuri, who writes Hagos and the Rambam, he says, B'chanaka Hadinu Mocher Ksuso. Chanukah, you have to sell your garment in order to have enough money to buy Chanukah candles. What about Megillah? So he's obviously referring to the Magid Mishnah. That whenever there's a din of Pursume Nisa, we say that you have to do whatever you can, even Mocher Ksusa, in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. You can take Staka, borrow, sell your garment. So, since the Magid Mishnah says, Pursume Nisa means do everything you can in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so the Matzari says, what's the din of Megillah? But based on what we said, the Akasha, the Shaila of the Matzari is answered. Because it's not Shaykh to talk about Mocher Ksusa by Megillah, because there the expense is only incidental to the Mitzvah. There's nothing inherent about mitzvahs mikra megillah that makes one spend money. Mashen ken Chanukah there is. So memela, one would have to sell one's garment for Chanukah, but not for Purim. And the Matzari also asked on the Rambam, Perek Beis Halacha Tes of Megillah, who writes, Ketzad chova su'uda zu, sheyochal v'yiten su'uda na, that you should eat this su'uda, have a nice su'uda, as much as you can afford. So you see, the su'uda is kafi asher timsa yado, whatever you can afford, and there's no din of mocher ksusa. Why is that? We have a hekesh of zechira la'asiya. So just like in the zechira, in the reading of the Megillah, for that, you have to be Mocher Ksuso. So why not Asiya? Why not in the Su'uda? Why there don't you have to be Mocher Ksuso? Why is there only Kafi Asher Timsi Yado? And the answer is Pashut. That the Rambam writes, Kafi Asher Timsi Yado, and he doesn't say Mocher Ksuso, because there's no din at all of Mocher Ksuso, of Pursume Nisa by Asiya. The whole din of Mocher Ksuso is only if there's Pursume Nisa. But by Kriyas Megillah, by Achilas HaSuda, that's not Midin Pursume Nisa. So when we talk about Zechira, there's a din of Pursume Nisa. But when we talk about Achilas HaSuda, that's not Midin Pursume Nisa, therefore there's no Mocher Ksuso. So really, the whole premise of the question is off. He says we make a hekesh of zechira tasiya. So just like by the zechira, you have to be mocher ksuso in order to read the Megillah. So why not by asiya? Why not by the suuda? Why the suuda we say that you only have to spend what you can afford and you don't have to sell your garment? So the answer is pashut, that even by the reading there's no din of selling your garment. But even if you say that no, by the reading there is a din of selling your garment, and you don't say this far, we said before that it's only incidental. You say no. Since there's Pesum and Nisa by the reading, you have to sell your garment in order to be Makai in the midst of Kriyas and Megillah. Very nice. But don't ask me, there's a Hekesh Zechira Asiya, so why not by the Su'udah? Why in order to have a Su'udah don't you have to sell your garment? The answer is that the Zechira is Midin Pesum and Nisa. The Su'udah is not Midin Pesum and Nisa. So Mimayla, there's no din of Mocher Ksusa. So that's where we're holding now. That the only din of Mocher Ksuso would be by Pesum and Nisa of Arba Kosos and Ner Chanukah. And in addition to Arba Kosos and Ner Chanukah, there's a suffix, what would be the din about Megillah? We don't find the din of Mocher Ksuso by Megillah, so maybe you can say a svara that since it's only incidental to the mitzvah, not part and parcel of the mitzvah, you don't have to be Mocher Ksuso. Then you would have to ask, why then are you Mocher Ksuso by Arba Kosos? Arba Kosos is also not part and parcel of the mitzvah. You see, by Ner Chanukah, you have to be Mishtatef Bepriti, that you have to have put money in. But where do you see that by the Arba Kosos? So in Arba Kosos, you have to sell your garment. Maybe the same applies to Megillah. For Kriyas and Megillah, maybe you also have to sell your garment. Wait, even though it's only incidental to the mitzvah, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. However, don't ask why the Rambam says that you don't have to sell your garment in order to have Su'udas Purim, because there the answer is Pashut. Even though there's a Hekesh of a Siya to Zechira, only where there's a Din of Pesumei Nisa do we say you have to be Mocher Ksuso. So maybe by the Zechira you have to be Mocher Ksuso. But not by the Asiya of the Su'udah. The Asiya of the Su'udah is only Kefi Asher Timtze Yado, whatever you can afford. Because only when there's a special Din of Pesumei Nisa, there you have a Din of Mocher Ksuso, and not by other mitzvahs. Now, the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos and the Chof Daled Amud Aleph says, what is the din about mentioning Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon? The Gemara says that maybe you should mention Chanukah and Birkas HaMazon because of Pirsumei Nisa. So what do we see? We see that not only in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah is there Pirsumei Nisa, but there is also Pirsumei Nisa in the saying of Ala Nisim. So you see that in the other mitzvahs of Chanukah, we also can talk about Pesum and Nisa. So Hachinami, we can say on Purim, that in all the mitzvahs of Purim, there's a din of Pesum and Nisa, and therefore maybe the Suda is also a din of Pesum and Nisa. And therefore maybe there would also be a din of Mocher Ksuso by Suudas Purim. Just like we found by Chanukah that Pesum and Nisa is an unlimited Adlaka, there's also Pesum and Nisa and benching. Maybe on Chanukah, the Pesum and Nisa, on Purim, the Pesum and Nisa is not only limited to the reading, it is also in the Su'uda. And therefore, you would have to be Mocher Ksuso. And yet the Rambam says, only Kefi Asher Timtze Yado, whatever you can afford, and not more. Not only that, but we see in the Gemara in Brachas, that when you say Hallel, it's also Pesum and Nisa. Brachas enough, you doubt it. Hallel is Din Pesum and Nisa. You see again that on Chanukah, when you're saying Hallel, it's Midin Pesum and Nisa. So therefore on Purim, we can also say that the Pesum and Nisa is not limited to the Kriya. It's in all the mitzvahs Hayom, even Sudas Purim. And therefore, Kim Tzirikter Kasha, Mikant Estar Alayni Akushya. So then why don't you have to sell your garment, Mocher Ksuso, for Sudas Purim? So, to that, the Tzma'at Tzari answered beautifully. That why are you having a Sudas Purim Midin Simcha? And when a person's Mocher Ksuso, there's no Simcha. When he goes to the meal, not without a shirt, because he had to sell a shirt in order to buy a piece of schnitzel, he's not going to be too happy. So, Memela, now we understand why there's no Din of Mocher Ksuso for the Sudas Purim. Now, the Yisod of the Magid Mishnah, who writes that you're Mocher Ksuso for Pesumei Nisa, what's the Svara? even though it's only a din derabanan here. Chanukah is only a mitzvah derabanan. For mitzvah d'oraisa, you're not mocher ksusa. Why from mitzvah derabanan of pirsumei nisa near Chanukah are you mocher ksusa? So beautifully writes the Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Kuf Aleph, because in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, you don't have to sell your garment. Because we hold that if you think to do a mitzvah and you didn't do it, it's as if you did it. And this is true in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that if you intended to do it, you wanted to do it, and you weren't able to, so God gives you credit as if you did it. So that's beautiful for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But Pirsumei Nisa doesn't help that God gives you credit. You have to actually do the mitzvah. And therefore, whenever there's a din of Pirsumei Nisa, we don't say that Chishev Lasov, if you wanted to do it, God pretends as if you did it. That's beautiful for Hashem. But if the vort in the mitzvah is Pirsumei Nisa and you weren't mefaris in the nes, then it doesn't help. You can't have an abstract, you can't have a lumdashi Pirsumei Nisa. God considered it as if you were mefaris in the nes. Ain't kazadabar, Pirsumei Nisa is something concrete. So you can have a lumdashi mitzvah. God considered it as if you did the mitzvah you wanted to. But Pirsumei Nisa, there's no lumdashi Pirsumei Nisa. So my Rebbe once gave a shir on this, and he pointed out that it's the same thing with raising one's children. One raises children and he says, you know, I tried, but you know, I was too busy, I was busy with this, I was busy with that, but I really wanted to. It wasn't my fault, there was an onus. You don't give him credit. Because l'maisa, the kid needs to be mechunach, the kid needs to be educated. The kid needs to be taught, the kid needs to be raised. So a mitzvah that you can't do in lamdas, so you don't say, ma'ala lava kasav, kilu you did it. In any event, we see from the Avnei Nezer that only when there's a mitzvah pirsumei nisa we say mocher ksuso. Why? Because there you can't do the mitzvah lamdas. It has to be done concretely, so therefore it even means selling your garment. Normally we can say it's as if you did it. However, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Shkolim and Halacha Aleph says that an ani has to do whatever he can in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of machtzis ha-shekel. He even has to borrow from other people, take from tzedakah, sell his garment. So you see a din of mocher ksuso even when there's no pirsumei nisa. So that's shver. Avnei Nezer wants to say that the whole, you only say, and we see, that you only say mocher ksuso by pirsumei nisa. And yet, and the svara is, because you can't say, if you need something concrete like pirsumei nisa, you can't say ma'ala lava kasav as if you did it. You have to actually do it. So if that's the case, why by Nesin HaShkolim, where there is no Inyan of Pirsumei Nisa, do you also have to be Mocher Ksus? It shouldn't be. There's no Pirsumei Nisa, so if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Ma'al of Akasim Gilu, you did it. You get credit. In any event, the Shalmei Simcha of Elberg Zecha Tzadik Levracha Blayt Shver with the Tzarech Iyun, so that gives you something to think about, and we should all be Zochem Ritz Hashem, never to have to take tzedakah chas v'shalom, only to give tzedakah and to have lots of money for mitzvahs, to give to other people to do mitzvahs, to be mesameach people. And we'll be zochem mitzvah shem b'karav mamash to see the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Amen v'amen.